KCBS News Time, 10:31. From major earthquakes in Alaska, tsunami warnings of volcano eruptions in Japan, Bali, and the Philippines, it's been an active couple of days for the sprawling horseshoe-shaped geological disaster zone known as the Ring of Fire. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jonathan Miller, a volcano expert with San Jose State University. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So a 7.9 quake in Alaska, volcano eruptions in Japan, Bali, and the Philippines. Any of this connected?
That's a great question. So, I mean, as you already mentioned, that all of these occur along this very active, geologically active zone, the so-called Ring of Fire, which wraps all the way around the Pacific Ocean, the Pacific Rim. And so, you know, in any given day, there are literally thousands of earthquakes, and there may be many small volcanic eruptions. Many of those, though, don't necessarily, they aren't large, or they don't necessarily impact sort of people in real time that much. And so it's a very active zone. I don't know that any of these you could draw a correlation between any of those, and that's an area of active research, particularly in earthquake science. There's a lot of questions about whether, you know, earthquakes can trigger other earthquakes, that sort of thing, or whether they could trigger volcanic eruptions. But volcanic earthquakes and or volcanoes and the kind of earthquake they had off of Alaska are generally unrelated.
Okay, so you're saying basically that there's so much going on seismically in this area anyway, these were just, you know, it could be chalked up to coincidence?
Yeah, I mean, 7.9, that's a very large earthquake, right? So, it, you know, we kind of pay attention when they're that big. But could it be related to, say, the volcanic eruptions in Japan or in the Philippines? And I would say that's very unlikely, or at least it would be very hard to sort of, any sort of clear scientific way, link those.
You know, I think we really, as human beings, want to see these links, because then it would at least give us some explanation.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it's sort of natural to want to sort of connect those things. And, you know, there certainly is research to kind of look at whether or not those sorts of things can be connected, but there's just not a lot of data that supports it. You know, every now and then we can link, obviously, when you have, say, a major earthquake and then you have aftershocks, okay, that's a pretty clear relationship or pretty clear connection. In places where you have volcanic eruptions, like what's happening in the Philippines many times, including in Mayon, where the eruption is ongoing, that's preceded by, sometimes can be preceded by fairly significant earthquakes. Sometimes not. Sometimes just sort of a little bit of tremor. But a lot of times, volcanoes, they're kind of slumbering giants, and they, if they're properly instrumented, meaning that geologists put seismic detection equipment around it, you can usually detect them coming to life.
Now, so the people who were worried then that the earthquake might perhaps trigger Mount St. Helens, again, that's more of the desire to connect than anything?
Right, yeah. That would, you know, and St. Helens, obviously, it's one of the most active volcanoes in North America, and it is very well instrumented and connected. And so if there was anything that was going to kind of happen with Mount St. Helens, the U.S. Geological Survey has seismic stations all around that area, and they monitor it. It's a very heavily instrumented, heavily monitored volcano. And so if something was going to happen with Mount St. Helens, we would know well in advance. We would detect the seismicity. We would detect the earthquakes beneath the volcano. We would detect it coming to life.
All right. Well, I think we're comforted for the moment. Thanks very much.
Sure.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Jonathan Miller, volcano expert with San Jose State University. KCBS News Time 10:36. Traffic is next.